You're listening to Radio Rom. Radio Rom means radio pleasure. Pleasure beyond time and space.
Outworn, my shoes are growing thin from trackless miles of needless sin. The lands where only cactus grows, I feel the thorn, I've smelt the rose. In countless births I vainly sought escape from death, but I was caught within a trap which I had chose. I feel the thorn, I've smelt the rose. Oh, cold mechanic desert night, I'm not your child, I've seen the light. No more to wear your dusty clothes, I feel the thorn, I've smelled the rose. Many times the moon rose high and filled with light the darkened sky. Yet I, my foolish eyes would close, I feel the thorn, I've smelt the rose. But every day the dawn appeared, its light revealed that which I feared. A land of death besieged with woes, I feel the thorn, I've smelt the rose. Oh, cold mechanic desert night, I'm not your child, I've seen the light. No more to wear your dusty clothes, I feel the thorn, I've smelled. Then at last I came to see this desert life was not for me. Where happiness just comes and goes, I feel the thorn, I've smelt the rose. Now finally, Lord, I hear your song, my soul was sleeping all along. No more your love will I oppose, I feel the thorn, I've smelt the rose. Oh, cold, I'm not your child, I've seen the light. No more to wear your dusty clothes, I feel the thorn, I've smelled the rose. Let my every word and deed be free from anger, lust, and greed. For each man's heart, his action shows, I feel the thorn, I've smelt the rose. Now let my chanting fill the sky, so love for you may fill my eyes. Let serving you be my repose, I feel the thorn. I'm not your child, I've seen the light. No more to wear your dusty clothes, I feel the thorn, I've smelled the
Can I take your order, sir?
What kind of soup have you got?
We have beef broth and primordial.
What?
Beef broth and primordial soup.
What's in the primordial?
just your basic soup. It's got amino acid noodles.
Could you find out for
and
sure?
And it's got some...
I'm a vegetarian.
Well, the chef doesn't make the primordial.
Well, if it's from a can, I don't
want
it.
No, 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 no. It's not from a can, sir. I don't know who makes it. It's just there every morning.
Well, somebody must make it.
I know somebody must make it, but I don't know who. We just come in every morning, it's made. Anyway, we sell a lot of it. People like it. Kids from the college practically finish off the whole batch every lunch rush.
You mean to tell me that nobody knows who makes the primordial soup?
Now, what would you like to order?
Skip the soup. What's your special for
the day? Have you tried our missing link sausages?
Forget it.
It's from the famous Piltdown recipe. You'll love it.
Forget it.
Gloria, what seems to be the trouble with this fellow?
Well, some people just can't buy our primordial soup.
Don't worry. As long as they're in the minority, we'll be all right.
Primordial soup. Nobody makes it.
I was never born, I'm eternal living soul. I was never born, and I'm never growing old. But by my sinful deeds, I've got this mortal frame. And now I am a prisoner of the pleasure and the name. Oh Lord, I am dying. Tossing with the waves of time, in ignorance I'm thinking that I can call it mine. But life goes on and all my failures fill my heart with doubt. My search for happiness is vain. Oh Lord, please let me out. You know I'm dying to be free. I meditate upon your name and do my best to hear it. Rise beyond the flesh and mind to the free light of the Spirit. Without your mercy, I've no hope to even try to penetrate this universal sky. Never born, I'm eternal living soul. I was never born, and I'm never growing old. But in my misconceptions, I'm whipped by lust and greed. I'm getting what I'm after, but never what I need. Oh Lord, I am dying to be free. Skies beneath desire trees, on self-effulgent planets, in joyful harmony. Souls give their love to you, they give their everything. In trance of pure devotion, they let their spirit sing. Oh Lord, I am dying to be free.
friends. This is J.B. Hunter. Are you tired of driving around all day trying to find a house to move into? Well, you find the right house, but the neighborhood is filled with all sorts of strange people. You just couldn't stand living by them. And then, on the other hand, you may find the perfect location, but the house is a complete dump. The doors slam, the faucets leak. You don't like the fact that there's no light coming in from the windows, or there are no windows at all in the house. Well, we've got the problem solved. Using theories of how the universe was designed and constructed, formed by Albert Einstein in the latter part of the 20th century, new Big Bang Apartments has now revolutionized house finding. You don't have to find the house anymore. You just find a vacant lot, any place where it's clear. You look and decide that's where you want to live, and you move in the very next day. That's right, the very next day. We take all the building materials. You can select your favorite colors and designs. We place everything in the open spot, and then we add our own main ingredient, which, of course, is dynamite. Invented by the Nobel people who give out that Nobel Prize every year. And we literally blow your house into existence, just like our universe was formed. We form your living spot. And if it doesn't work the first time, well, don't worry. We'll keep blowing it up until you have a house standing there before you. And that's how our universe was formed, and that's how we'll help you move into your new home. So drop down today to Big Bang Apartments. We're really looking forward to helping you. It works for the universe. Why not let it work for yourself?
Well, his parents both were monkeys who had crawled out of the mud. He was simply made of matter and protoplasmic crud, formed by subatomic bumping in a random sort of way, with no goal and no direction, simply animated clay. Made complete by evolution, he finally learned to walk. Although nothing needed saying, he somehow learned to talk. And he built a vast dominion in which each thing had its use, saying all this leads to nothing, life's a complicated ruse. Though he claims we're going nowhere, we are told that we should hurry. And though we're only chemicals, the chemicals still worry. But now science has the answer to the problems of our race. They've made billion-dollar rockets to bring rocks from outer space. Yes, their ancestors were cavemen, and they've shown it through the ages by their inability to listen to the sages. Now the answer to this riddle, should they ever care to hear it, is that matter cannot move until it's touched by spirit. But it's hard to teach a monkey of the things he cannot feel, and it's hard to show a caveman what's beyond his cave is real. But the hardest thing of all is showing the absurdity of claiming life's an accident to men with no humility. Well, his parents both were monkeys who had crawled out of the mud. He was simply made of matter.
We are living graves of murdered beasts, slaughtered to satisfy our appetites. We never pause to wonder at our feasts, if animals, like men, could possibly have rights. We pray on Sunday that we may have light to guide our footsteps on the paths we tread. We are sick of war. We do not want to fight. Yet we gorge ourselves upon the dead. Like carrion crows, we live and feed on meat. In this way, we treat defenseless animals for sport or gain. How can we hope in this world to attain the peace we say we are so anxious for? We pray for it to God over the piles of the newly slain. And so cruelty begets her offspring, war.
If you think that the money is there in your money, then there's something you ought to know. If you think that the honey is there in your money, then there's something you ought to know. You can work hard all day, change your time into pay, but you leave it behind when you go. As a matter of fact, sir, your death is a factor which money cannot prevent. As a matter of fact, sir, your death is a factor which money cannot prevent. For old age and disease bring all men to their knees, and a dead man can't spend a cent. If you think that the honey is there in your money, then there's something you ought to know. If you think that the honey is there in your money, then there's something you ought to know. You can work hard. Give you a prize for helping them reach their goal. But the things that you do had better be true for the benefit of your soul. You think that the honey's there in your money, then there's something you want to know. If you think that the honey's there in your money, then there's something you want to know. Can work hard all day, change your time into pay, but you leave it behind when you go. Something you ought to know. If you think that the honey is there in your money, then there's something you ought to know. You can work hard all day, change your time into pay.
William Benedict and the League of Devotees would like to thank our listeners for joining us on Radio ROM. The League of Devotees is a non-profit communications project composed of individuals who are concerned with presenting non-sectarian, metaphysical thoughts over the airwaves. Sound cannot be seen, but its effect on our consciousness is overwhelming, yet often subliminal. It is our desire to present thought-provoking entertainment concepts that will illuminate our fellow man on the path toward enlightenment, peace, simple living, and high thinking. We are extremely interested to hear from you, our listeners. If you have time, please write to us with your commentary and questions. Thank you very much.